Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And eventually the Lord's going to fix this thing, and there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth with no curse. Amen. That means there'll be no disease, no storms. You can run through the woods barefoot and never step on a thorn. Amen. And a bear won't get you either. If you see one, you can pet him. You'll never be too hot. You won't be too cold. It won't be too humid. It won't be too dry. It won't be too windy. We've never been in a place like that. But we're going to find out. I said, we're going to find out. The lion will lie down with the lamb. Hallelujah. Little child can play with, you know, anything. No harm, no curse, no destruction. But right now, we're in the middle of the curse and sin and junk, and it can affect us in a number of ways. It affected our parents and our grandparents and our DNA and all kind of things. Yeah. So no, it's not necessarily that you sinned personally because a problem came into your life. If. But good news. Good news. No matter if it was DNA from 12 generations, no matter if you really, really blew it and messed up, either way, you can be forgiven and healed, because He forgives all your iniquities and He heals all your diseases. He said, Jesus said concerning the woman with the that was bent over, the spirit of infirmity, He said she ought to be healed. She ought to be healed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him.
Yes.
Scripture calls everybody that Jesus healed oppressed of the devil. Didn't say any of them had a blessing from God. Blessing in disguise. All of them. No, friends, let's get rid of the traditions of men that contradicts the Word of God. And let's believe the Word that inspires faith to rise up and receive what Jesus has paid such a dear price to get for us. If He thought enough to pay what He paid to get this for us, let's think enough of Him to have faith and get it and receive it and live it and enjoy it and walk in it. Numbers 21, are you there? This is a perfect example of what we're talking about. Before you read this, in Hebrews 12 and verse 1, just don't turn, just stay where you are. But Hebrews 12 and 1, he talks about, since we got such a great cloud of witnesses, lay aside every weight and sin, run the race with patience. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus. Everybody say looking. Unto Jesus. Say it again. Looking unto Jesus. Say it again. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher or perfecter of our faith. Hallelujah. The previous verse talked about us running our race. Back up again, verse 1. Run with patience the race that's set before us. That's just a comma there. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus. This is how we run a successful race. Yes. It matters. Oh, it matters. What we look at as we run this race. Yes. It matters. Yeah. And you see this in this example that happened in Numbers 21. In fact, the New Testament, 1 Corinthians, tells us these things that happened to them are given as examples to us. Numbers 21, let me see, skip on down to verse 4, let's see, for time's sake. They journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. This is the people of God that had been delivered out of Egyptian bondage. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. You really have to watch when you're feeling down and you've yielded to discouragement. You can miss some big things if you're looking through depressed eyes. Verse 5, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. See what I'm saying? Was Moses their problem? No. Was God their problem? No. But because they're discouraged, they want to blame somebody. And the people spoke against God and against Moses. They said, why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There's no bread, there's no water, and our soul loathes this light bread. Now they're talking about manna. Manna. And what would they have if they didn't have light bread? They'd be starving to death. The Lord is supernaturally raining down out of the sky, because there is nothing in this barren desert to eat. Nothing. There are no grocery stores. There's nothing. Nothing. And so they are despising a daily miracle. Now, what got them in this shape? Discouragement. Depression. Will get you in a place where you don't see anything right. You're not thankful. Blaming the people you should be thanking. Despising what you should be rejoicing over. Get all messed up. Our soul loathes this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Now this is judgment. It wasn't the Lord's will for them to be consumed and destroyed. But, and there are snakes in the desert. They're not having any trouble with snakes until now. You know, Job, the devil said that a hedge had been around Job and everything he had. You remember that? And he couldn't get to him. But the Bible said in 1 Corinthians, don't murmur like they murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. Murmuring and complaining got their hedge pulled down. Complaining and murmuring is not innocent stuff. It can get you in serious trouble. Griping and complaining. And because they were protected, I guess there's all these scorpions and snakes out there, if you'd have went some distance from the camp, and they can't get in. But when the protection went down, here they come, buddy. And there's snakes everywhere. And poisonous. And people are getting bit, and people are dying. So the people came, but let me just stop here. How many understand earth is a dangerous place? I mean, it's full of devils, the curse, and crazy people. This is a dangerous place. I mean, just walking out of your door in the morning. There's stuff everywhere. There's enough stuff in the air, everything you eat and drink, every road you get on, there's stuff everywhere can kill you 1,000 times before the day is over. So, I mean, it ain't no problem to die down here or to get taken out. There's stuff everywhere will take you out. What you need is protection. Yeah. Protection. Amen. You need to be underneath the shadow. Yeah. Hallelujah. The shelter of His wing. You need to be underneath this cover of protection. And you can be and will be if you believe, talk faith, trust in Him, follow Him, and not gripe and blame everybody and judge everybody. See, they were judging Moses and Aaron and even God. And if you judge, you're going to get judged. And they did. But they came to their senses, you know, when a bunch of people's died. And they came to Moses and said, we've sinned. You reckon? For we've spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that He take away these serpents from us. And Moses said, pray yourself. Blame me for everything. Good enough for you. No. Somebody say mercy. Even if somebody did you wrong, even if you're not so pleased with them at the moment, sow what you want to reap down the road. You're going to want some mercy at some point. So even though you may not feel like it, part of you may not even want to do it. Sow some mercy for yourself. And so Moses prayed for the people. He's a real man of God. And the Lord said to Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, a model of the poisonous snakes, and set it upon a pole. And it'll come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. Now, other translations bring out, I believe, a very significant thing here. The Young's literal says, and he that has looked expectingly upon the serpent of brass, he has lived. So there was a certain way you looked at it. Moses makes the serpent of brass. He sets it on the end sign or the pole. And it has been, if the serpent has bitten any man and he has looked expectingly unto the serpent of brass, he has lived. Glory to God. How many believe this is history? This is not a fairy tale. This actually happened. This is miracle. This is miracles. The Amplified says, Moses made the serpent of brass, of bronze. He put it on a pole. And if a serpent had bitten any man when he looked to the serpent of bronze, attentively, expectantly, with a steady and absorbing gaze, he lived. So this look was not a glance. It was a fixed. Can you see that? Steady, absorbing gaze. And what happened as a result of this? If they lived, they had to be healed. If they were healed, they were forgiven. If they were healed, if they weren't delivered, they'd have been bitten again. With a look at the serpent on the pole. Not four or five different things. At the same thing, they got forgiven and they got healed and they got delivered, looking at the same thing.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st. As we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me